Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
When it's day, it's night. When it's night, it's day.
Day and night. I toss and turn, I keep stressing my mind.
It's Day at Night with Dan Day.
It is Friday, so you know what that means? Oh, yeah. Had to go to Jensen's Liquor Store right there on North Miami and 79th, right around here on Little Havana, Little River. Saw my man, Manny. He's working all the way till 3 o'clock this morning. So go see him, say hi, give him a shout out. But he looked at me and he said, "Oh, you going to work?" And then he just smiled and says, "It's a great time to be a South Florida sports fan." And if you think about it, it really is. Hi, I'm Dan Day, along with Jimmy Menthols. Jimmy, just think about it. Last night, Hurricanes, top 25 ranked, undefeated, take care of business, whoop up on Bethune-Cookman. Okay, good time to be a South Florida sports fan. Miami Dolphins, whoo, big win in week one, 36-34, over the Los Angeles Chargers. Tua Tagovailoa threw for 400-something yards. Tyreek Hill caught for 500-something yards. No, I'm joking, but unbelievable. Fun offense. Defense could tighten up a little bit. But nonetheless, a lot of people now saying, oh, watch out for the Dolphins. Once again, another reason to be a big fan and be a lover of South Florida sports. Enter Miami. Sans Lionel Messi this past weekend against Sporting KC. Gets a win 3-2. Messi's back on the team. Might be in some limited playing time. They're going up to Atlanta. They're going to play in front of 72,000 people. Messi drawing more than the Atlanta Falcons. I don't blame them. Nonetheless, great time to be a sports fan in South Florida. But does it end there? No. You got to know the Heat are getting ready. You know, they only went to the NBA Finals last year. Also, training camp coming on for the Panthers. They only went to the Stanley Cup Finals last year. Once again, good time to be a sports fan here in South Florida. FIU, they even won a game last week. So you got to be saying, FAU, come on, let's go. Great time to be a South Florida sports fan. We are riding a high right now, Jimmy. I don't ever want to come down. I don't think we are going to come down. I know that's a little bit of hubris, but nonetheless, right now, take a deep breath. Soak it all in. Feels good, doesn't it?
Yes.
Feels good to be a winner.
Oh, it feels good.
Feels good to be the prettiest girl at the prom, doesn't it, Jimmy?
Yeah, I feel like Ricky Bobby.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Coco Gauff goes out there and wins the U.S. Open. She's from Delray Beach. Good time to be a South Florida sports fan.
All we do is win.
All we do is win, 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 no matter what. Throw our hands up, and they stay there. Wow. You just have to enjoy. Oh, yeah, by the way, the Marlins didn't win last night, but they're right there in the thick of that final wild card spot. A team that, I'm not going to say no one thought they'd be in this position, because some people in this room right now did think they were going to be in this position at the beginning of the season. Nonetheless, they got a big series against Atlanta. I think they're 1-15 against Atlanta this year, but
A lot of teams are 1-15 against Atlanta this year. They've won something like 95 games. But look, if Atlanta comes in here and does what they've done to us all season long, but this is your chance, if you're the Marlins, to prove your mettle. Win 2, maybe even 3 games this weekend against Atlanta. All of a sudden, you're the favorite to make the playoffs as opposed to all these other pretenders. Telling you, it is a good time to be a South Florida sports fan. St. Thomas, they took one on the chin, didn't they, Jimmy?
Oh, they did. They lost by 3 points. In Montana.
Don't worry. They'll bounce back this weekend.
Yeah, they're in Fort Worth, Texas.
Ugh.
Against another ranked opponent.
Ugh. That's okay. We're not going to let that bring us down.
Yeah, I think they got St. Thomas got dropped from, I think, 14 to, like, 23rd.
Okay, still ranked. Good time. Good time to be a South Florida sports fan. So, yeah, Jensen's Liquor Store got me in the right mood. Now, I have not indulged in any of the alcohol yet, but I'm just saying, I will be celebrating South Florida sportsdom when you and I get off at around 8 o'clock tonight. Jimmy, so good, so great. Enjoy it right now. Riding a high like this does not come along very often, and we are living in the middle of it. Now we just need to get that championship. Man, 1-2 of these teams win a championship? I know Inter Miami, they won the League's Cup, which is good. That's an in-season tournament, but like a championship. Woo!
I want a parade, man.
I need this parade.
We need a parade here.
I need a reason to get up at 10 a.m. and start downing beers and shots with people on the street.
I'm down with that.
I need our sports teams to come through for me. I mean, I'll do it anyway, but I need a good reason to do it so I don't look as crazy as I normally do on a weekend doing it. Ah, oh, man. Good times. Let's get into the headlines. Maybe make ourselves feel even better than we already do. The Canes cruised past Bethune-Cookman 48-7 last night. Tyler Van Dyke was 19 for 23 for 247 yards, 2 passing touchdowns, and he ran for another. They will face Temple in Philadelphia Saturday, not this Saturday, but the next, September 23rd at 3:30. Miami did exactly what they needed to do last night. Took control right away, never let up, never gave hope, gave up that touchdown within the last 2 minutes. But that's a good thing because you know what? You're not perfect, something to work on, and they got a lot of the younger guys in without experience, some experience last night. So very important game last night.
And they did pretty well too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I know, yes, it's Bethune-Cookman.
That's okay. Still, these are scholarship athletes you're playing up against.
Exactly.
Very good.
They're all D1 athletes.
Yep. Well, they're in the...
Yeah, but it's still Division I, 2A.
Yeah, okay. So that's the way...
That's the way I put it.
Miami got a commitment from the fourth-ranked high school player in the country for the class of 2025. Miami Central's Armando Blunt will play defensive tackle for the U. Man, Mario Cristobal just keeps racking up the 5 stars. Not just the 5 stars, a guy who's ranked 4th overall in his class. 4th best player in the country. Staying right here. He said, look, Jimmy, you're going to love this. On X yesterday, he said, 1,000% committed, I'm staying home.
Oh, let's go.
That makes me excited. Say, if he just said 100% committed, I'd have been like, I don't like that verbal commitment. But when you say 1,000% and I'm staying home... Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, but like, he's gonna stay home, of course. But people say, pump the brakes. It's 2025.
Doesn't matter to me. It's better than nothing.
Well, that's true. I mean, that's the way I see it too. Like, hey,
I love it. One of my guys, Eazy-E, Eric Izukama, he compares himself to Deebo Samuel when it comes to his style of play because he plays both receiver and running back. Of course, the Dolphins, they take on the Patriots Sunday night at 8:20. Patriots fans are already making excuses, Jimmy. I don't like it. There's going to be rain. There's going to be a hurricane. No excuses in this league.
It's going to get by Sunday, everything will be normal. Everything will be sunny and stuff.
We can't practice like we want to. We got sunny. Indoor facilities.
Well, it's a night game. I'm sorry.
You got indoor facilities.
Yeah.
No excuses either way. Look, you play the game that's ahead of you.
Yeah.
Don't make excuses before. Don't make excuses after. Make sure you have no excuses. Dolphins, go in there. If you can get off to a 2-0 start this season, that's huge. But not just 2-0. 2-0 on the road.
Yeah, and stop saying Mac Jones is better than Tua.
Nobody's saying that. Really?
Stop.
You got to like your guy, but you have to also admit a few things. Come on. People in Boston are actually saying.
But yeah, Boston Radio is saying that Mac Jones is better than Tua.
How can you say that with a straight face?
You can't.
I mean, honestly, how can you? Oh, because he has Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Is that the excuse? He's got more weapons than Mac Jones. I don't like it, Jimmy.
And we have protection, too. That helps as well.
Yeah. Teron Armstead back at practice. He hadn't had that protection last week. Still threw for 400-something yards.
Yeah.
The Marlins fell to the Brewers 4-2. They are a half game out of the final NL wildcard spot. And the Braves come to town. First pitch tonight, 6:40. I'll admit I'm nervous. But, you know, like I said, if you take care of business, win two or three games this weekend, you're in a very good spot if you're the Marlins. If you get swept by the Braves, you're...
No bueno.
Yeah, we're not going to even talk about that. We're just going to say, come on. Here's some more no bueno. Sandy Alcantara, who is on the 15-day injured list, has been diagnosed with a sprained right UCL, and the Fish are taking it day by day. You do not like that. Sandy was kind of getting into form, kind of looking like his Cy Young Award self, and now he's got this problem with his UCL in his throwing arm. But the good thing is it's day by day. Come on, guys. Let's rally. Let's get it going. Speaking of rallying, Lionel Messi is available to play tomorrow at 5 against Atlanta United, but coach Tata Martino says he'll be cautious with his minutes because the star has played a lot over the past month and is suffering from a slight injury. So it's looking like one of two things. A, the logical thing, he'll probably come in after halftime, get some run, finish out the game. Or B, it's Leo Messi. 90-plus minutes. He'll go out there and just play.
The Messi show.
Dude, it's one of those things. Yeah, we'll be careful with his minutes. What do you mean by that? Well, I mean, I don't want him playing more than 100 minutes. Well, you know, it's a regular season game. It's probably going to be like 98 or something. Okay, well, I would not be surprised tomorrow if he goes out there and plays every minute of the game. Yeah, even though he's coming off, you know, the injury and he's coming off, you know, a lot of games. And it's in Atlanta, 72,000 strong.
Yeah, he's watching Messi while eating a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Speaking of our guy, Matthew Tkachuk will be a full participant September 21st when the Panthers training camp begins. Of course, he fractured his sternum during the Stanley Cup Finals. Mr. Elbow Room, Matthew Tkachuk. It's good to see. Seems like he's fully recovered. And we got some training camp coming up September 21st. You got those exhibition games. I like how they do the doubleheader exhibition games in hockey. It's a lot of hockey.
Split squad?
Yeah, buddy. U.S. Soccer Federation will build a training facility in Atlanta. Falcons owner Arthur Blank will donate $50 million towards the project. Atlanta becoming a hub of soccer in the United States. As you say, well, I mean, Messi's in town, but Atlanta United, they, on a regular basis on the weekends, put in about 40, 50,000 at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, but this weekend, 72,000. They do support soccer in Atlanta. Falcons, not so much, but Atlanta United, definitely. The Braves, definitely. Falcons, no. Hawks, maybe. It depends how good they are. College football tonight. Give me a yes or a no, Jimmy, if you're excited. Virginia and Maryland at 7. You don't seem overly excited. Okay.
Not really.
I mean, that's one to watch. I'd say, yeah, you know. Okay, maybe this will tickle your pickle. Army faces Texas San Antonio at 7. You don't sound excited.
No.
What about this? Utah State Air Force at 8. No. Okay, so you're not stoked up on this Friday night football, so save it all up, Jimmy. You got plenty of games on Saturday and, of course, Sunday.
Yeah, you have the backyard brawl.
That's it. Okay, we got some games tomorrow. FIU faces Connecticut tomorrow at 3:30, while FAU takes on Clemson at 8. Keep an eye out for that. And the Eagles down the Vikings 34-28 last night. Eagles doing exactly what everyone thinks they're going to do. Win, win, win. They're 2-0. The Vikings, hate to say it, doing a lot of what people thought they were going to do too, is lose, lose, lose. They are 0-2 on the season. A lot of people were the ones saying that they're not going to be what they were last year. And last year, they won a lot of games by 1 point.
I mean, they almost came back, but that's what if.
Those Eagles, man. Trying to make it back to that NFC Championship game against the 49ers, knowing that the 49ers... don't have a quarterback that can get them past that game. So, yep.
Yeah, but has the Eagles looked? I know they won. They're 2-0, but have they looked impressive?
I think they have. I mean, they're getting everybody's best shot. You're not going to sneak up on anybody this year. Everybody's circling you on the calendar. High expectations. I think they've been just as good as expected. We'll see, though. Early season. Let's see. We got this small sample size, Jimmy. I know the Hurricanes, they look good. They've had two games where they took care of business, did exactly what they were supposed to do. They had a statement game against Texas A&M, but still, it's just three games. Like I said, the Dolphins, one game. Get a little more of a sample size this weekend. But yeah, we're just still kind of feeling ourselves out football-wise. Speaking of feeling it all out, let's take a step into the day spa. A New York woman got a lot of attention after walking down New York City streets in a halter top and holding a sign saying, looking for a husband. I'm sure there were some takers.
Do they live in our zip code?
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's my hot mess of the day, though. An Ontario, Canada woman was shipped 1,200 condoms to her house by Amazon. She says she never ordered them, but she has been charged $500 for them.
I mean, can't you just go to Kohl's and return them?
I don't know. That's a good price, man. 45 cents. You know, I don't know. All right, up next, what we're going to do, Jimmy, we're going to take a look at the Dolphins, and there's odds, there's percentages. We're going to give our own percentages on what we think the Dolphins and some of the players will do when the season culminates. Plus, got some music we're going to come back with, Jimmy. An artist from right here in South Florida making a name for herself. We're going to hear some of that. An exclusive on an extended version of Day at Night on 560 WQAM.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts.
Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Tendré todo mi amor. Y me viste la cara, me enterraste la espada. Ay, que sin tu amor me moriría, que en la lluvia me ahogaba.
lágrimas malas. No, que la ruleta nunca se paró.
Music by South Florida's own Nixa Torado, better known as Nix, N-I-X. This is a new album out called Tired of Kissing Frogs, Me Canse de Besar Sapos. This song is actually Así Es La Vida, Master. Song's all about repenting a little too late after a breakup, Jimmy. Eh.
Yeah, yeah.
Been there, done that, huh?
Yeah, been there, done
that. Oh, man. She is a Puerto Rican singer-songwriter. She started when she was just 4 years old. Guitar, piano, by ear. Turn it up. Let's hear some more. Woo! She's dropping some bars there, Jimmy. Nixa Torado, better known as Nix, N-I-X. Find her music, enjoy. We might enjoy some more of it later on in the show. Give me a little taste of South Florida. No one else playing Nix's music. And right here, Day at Night. Feeling good with that one right there. Feeling good about our Miami Dolphins, of course. Why? Because some people think they're one of the best teams in the NFL. Me and Jimmy mostly think they're one of the best teams in the NFL. But some people are doubting. So this is what we got to do, Jimmy. We got to look at what some of the experts are saying, and we got to weigh in on how keep it real with these people. First things first, let's talk about Tua Tagovailoa. MVP. 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 I think, what if, give me, let's go percentage-wise, Jimmy. Percentage-wise, even though one game in, what do you think the percentage, Tua Tagovailoa wins the NFL MVP this year?
I'm going to say 65%.
Nice. Very nice. I was going to go 55%. It's a long season. Don't want to get too ahead of myself. It's him versus the rest of the world. So I'm giving him 55% right now. Of course, if he plays like he did week one all season long, that is a no-doubter. He's going to have one of the greatest seasons, if not the greatest season for a quarterback ever. But odds makers are still saying Patrick Mahomes, a slight favorite to win the MVP this year. I don't think that's going to happen. Coming off of a Super Bowl, he's already tweaked himself a couple times. Everyone, you're going to get everybody's best game because they want to beat the Super Bowl champs. Patrick Mahomes, they know what they're in for. They're going to game plan a lot. Tua, he's going to come out the gates. So you have odds makers saying Patrick Mahomes, Tua Tagovailoa, Joe Burrow, who had a terrible game in week one.
Ugh.
Jalen Hurts, and they're still keeping Justin Herbert in there. And Josh Allen. What? Okay. Now, the one that really gets me excited, Tyreek Hill. He's going to catch over 2,000 yards this year. What percentage do you think he wins the MVP this year?
Lower than that. I would say 35%.
Yeah, I'm going to go like 25% because the fact of the matter is if he catches a lot of yards, that means Tua's going to have a lot of yards, and therefore quarterbacks are more likely to win the MVP than receivers. But nonetheless, he's in the talks. He's right ahead of him. The Saints, Derek Carr, Jared Goff, but guess who he's ahead of? Christian McCaffrey. Ahead of Christian McCaffrey. He's also ahead of Justin Jefferson. So, okay, okay. Breaking down the Super Bowl odds. My goodness, Jimmy. What do you think the Super Bowl odds are in your own opinion? I don't want to hear what you think they're going to be. In your opinion, Super Bowl odds that the winner of the Super Bowl is our Miami Dolphins this year.
I would say, you know what? I'm going to say 75%.
Whoa! Mark that down. Jimmy Menthol says 75% the Dolphins after week one are going to win the Super Bowl. Now, I'm going to give them a little bit lower because obviously I'm not going to go that high. But once again, when I give them this lower number, remember, this is against the rest of the field. I give them about a 35% chance to win the Super Bowl, which if you look at the grand scheme of things, still pretty good odds to win the Super Bowl. Only one team can win it. But listen to the teams that some of these Caesars Sportsbook makers are saying. Three teams are tied with the best odds to win the Super Bowl. San Francisco 49ers. I'd be surprised if they even get to the Super Bowl. Philadelphia Eagles. They're pretty good.
and the Kansas City Chiefs. Now you say, okay, those three teams, but the Dolphins are fourth, right? Wrong. Buffalo Bills, a team that got beat by Zach Wilson. Buffalo Bills, fourth. Dallas Cowboys. No, they did look pretty good at that Sunday night game, but that's, you know, whatever. They got a tough division.
I mean, playing the Giants, though.
Cincinnati Bengals, who got murdered by the Browns, also ahead of the Dolphins. Then you get the Dolphins. Oh, and you know who the Dolphins are tied with? The Detroit Lions. The Detroit Lions.
That's disrespectful.
I'm going to say it right now. That really is disrespectful. If you put the Dolphins and the Lions on the field at the same time, Detroit, they're improved, but they're not a great team.
Honestly, I do see the Lions as a wild card team.
Okay. I see the Dolphins as possibly, let's look at it.
Wild card or division, because I think they could probably win the division too.
But that division is weak. Minnesota Vikings. Hey. I don't know about Jordan Love. You don't know what you're going to get with Jordan Love. Justin Fields. Don't know what you're going to get with Justin Fields. Bears have been really bad, though.
If they don't win the division, Detroit Lions are definitely a wild card team.
Now, you got to give them a pretty high percentage because you got them with a high percentage going to the Super Bowl. AFC Championship. Winning the AFC Championship and getting in to the Super Bowl. Where do you have the Dolphins?
85%.
You got to give them something like that. I give them 50-50 shot. 50-50 shot because you got to stay healthy, and you also got Kansas City, Buffalo, Cincinnati, Baltimore, Cleveland. You don't know what you're going to get.
If
the
Buffalo
Jaguars.
Gets, yeah.
There's some teams in there, man. That Jets defense is really good, too. But, of course, Kansas City tops. Bills second. People still believing in the Bills. Cincinnati Bengals. People still believing in the Cincinnati Bengals. Then the Miami Dolphins fourth. Fourth best odds to win the AFC Championship. I've been saying it. Tua stays healthy, and we stay NFL healthy, meaning that, you know, no major injuries, you know, nicks and bruises here and there. This team can make it into the Super Bowl. When you get to the Super Bowl, anything can happen. I'm not just saying can make it. Most likely will make it. So I'm giving them a 50-50 shot. 50% yes, 50% no, just because it's a wacky world we live in, Jimmy. Never know. Making it out there. I don't know. I like our odds, Jimmy. I like our odds. What are the chances you think Mike McDaniel is going to be the coach of the year in the NFL?
I don't think he'll get the respect he deserves.
Because he's quirky and weird?
No.
Is he quirky and weird, or is that just me putting words in your mouth?
Yeah, you're putting words in my mouth.
Okay. So he's not quirky and weird. He's just a normal dude.
Yeah, but I don't think they'll give him the credit that he deserves.
I think he'll be top three, but I do not think he'll win it. Because someone's going to come out of nowhere, and their team's going to be better than they expected, and they're going to say, oh, look, he turned it around, they're great, and stuff like that. So let's give him down to like a 20%. I give him about a 20% chance that Mike McDaniel wins the NFL Coach of the Year. Maybe Sean Payton. No, I'm joking. That's a terrible situation. Man, what happened to Russell Wilson?
Ish.
And that's the thing. I think Russell Wilson was good in Seattle. A lot of people say, oh, no, you know, Pete Carroll and the Legion of Boom protected him. No, I think he was good. I think he just fell off at one point. And, man, did Seattle trade him at the right time? Whew.
Yeah.
They got a whole lot of everything for giving away a whole lot of nothing. Maybe more problems than it was worth. If Sean Payton can't turn you around, there's not a lot of hope.
Mm-mm. You're donezo.
But you got Tua Tagovailoa, who's now second highest odds to win the MVP. They said Tua Tagovailoa went from 10th favorite last week to second favorite after posting 466 yards against the Los Angeles Chargers. There was a couple drops in there, too, so it could have been 500. Tagovailoa checks a lot of boxes as an MVP favorite. 14 of the last 18 MVPs have gotten one seeds, including six straight. ESPN analytics make the Dolphins a small favorite to get the top seed this year. Small favorite. Not a small chance. Small favorite. I like this article. Tagovailoa also has an elite statistical profile, even dating back to last season. But can he stay healthy? Oh, my goodness. What do we say? Anytime you say Tua, you hear but or if.
If he's healthy.
Yeah, I know. You know what? You can't argue that, though. That's facts.
He's kind of earned that.
Right. If so, Tagovailoa can easily win this award. Easily win this award if he stays healthy. But given his concussion history, I don't like this part. It's hard to back Tagovailoa with so much season left to play. Plus, Hill's teammate, Tyreek Hill, could potentially take votes away from Tagovailoa. Hill's odds move from 150 to 1 to 50 to 1 as he seeks to be the first wide receiver to win the award. Wow. I mean, I'd be happy either way, but to see Tyreek Hill win the MVP, wow.
Hey, it'd be great for Dolphins fans.
It would be great for this fan base.
And like and the organization.
Said earlier, I was talking to my dude Manny over there, Jensen's Liquor Store in North Miami. It's a great time to be a South Florida sports fan. Wow, these Dolphins. You go in to the New England Patriots, and you get a win, start 2-0 on the road this season, get that first win in the division, and get another win out in Los Angeles against a good Chargers team. Wow. And you know what I'm saying? That 75% that you were giving us, Jimmy, looking pretty good. We're going to come back with stuff we like here on A Day at Night, 560 WQAM. Oh, it's that time, what we like on a Friday in South Florida. So much to like, because like I said, Jensen's Liquor Store, my dude Manny, he's working until 3 o'clock in the morning. He said, bring it, I'm excited. It's a great time to be alive as a South Florida sports fan. Lots to be excited about, lots to love. Hurricanes, you can sit back, relax, done for the week. Get ready for next Saturday, Temple. But let's get into some of the things we do like. One of the best things that's happened to college football this year, Deion Sanders. Woo! Must see TV with his Colorado Buffaloes. Rivalry game tomorrow night, 10 o'clock, Colorado State, Colorado, Boulder. The stakes are high. Oh, and it's getting dirty. Colorado State coach Jay Norvell, he's feeding this rivalry. He kind of took a shot at Coach Prime.
I'm minding my own business, watching some film, trying to get ready, trying to get out here and be the best coach I could be. And I look up and I read some bull junk that Dan said about us.
Talk to us.
Once again.
Talk to us.
Why would you want to talk about us when we don't talk about nobody? All we do is go out here, work our butts off, and do our job on Saturday. But when they give us ammunition, they unmessed around and made it what? It was just going to be a good game. They messed around and made it.
Personal.
It was going to be a great test, a battle of Colorado, but they messed around and made it.
Personal.
That's Deion snapping back at Jay Norvell. It's personal now. Colorado State, tomorrow night, 10 o'clock. What did Jay Norvell say? I don't know. Maybe you can be the judge if they were fighting words or not.
We're excited. Our kids are really, you know, we had to do a bunch of ESPN videos, and it was great. I loved it. But our kids came out of those videos really with a chip on their shoulder. They're tired of all that stuff. They really are tired of it. And I sat down with ESPN today, and I don't care if they hear it in Boulder. I told them, I took my hat off and I took my glasses off, and I said, when I talk to grown-ups, I take my hat and my glasses off. That's what my mother taught me.
Woo! Better be careful out there, Jay Norvell, taking on Coach Prime and those Buffaloes. I agree with Deion Sanders right there. Why'd you have to go and make it personal? Why you got to do that, Jay Norvell?
If you don't say anything, there won't be anything.
Don't start no, won't be no.
Exactly.
But at the same time, you got to respect Jay Norvell, because although he is taking shots, he's feeding into the rivalry. He's feeding into the excitement. You know what? We don't like you. You don't like us. I talk to adults with respect. I take off my glasses and hat. Taking a shot at the coach, it's better than taking a shot at players. So in a way, you made it personal. What did he make it?
Personal.
But then again, I kind of like that he's feeding into this rivalry. It's making this rivalry exciting. You know, 10 o'clock tomorrow night, everyone's going to be tuned in, including you and I, Jimmy, to see if it really did get
personal.
That's what I'm talking about. Last night, Tyler Van Dyke, he was doing it through the air, but he showed us a side of him that we didn't really know he had.
Van Dyke left hash mark, turns, going to carry himself, running right side. He's got a hole, and Van Dyke is into the end zone for a Miami touchdown. He races in, standing up, Van Dyke with a touchdown for the Hurricanes. 6-0 Miami with 10:46 to go in the first quarter. Tyler Van Dyke runs it in for a score.
How about Tyler Van Dyke? Quarterback keep, takes it around the right hand side of the offense, untouched, and into the end zone, and sends a message. that he's an athlete too.
Joe Sakic and Don Bailey Jr. right there sound like they're just blissful to see that side of Tyler Van Dyke. Not just the arm, but the wheels. Tyler Van Dyke showing off that arsenal. Were you happy last night to see that running touchdown?
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't expecting it, but
Bethune-Cookman wasn't expecting it.
I was like, wait. This dude can move?
This guy's got wheels. He's like Shedeur Sanders. He's going to make it personal. TVD. He did it through the air, and man, he did it with the wheels last night, a running touchdown. Now, if we're going to talk quarterbacks, we got to talk about one of the greatest of all time, Mr. Miami, Dan Marino. Happy birthday. Feliz cumpleaños.
62 years young.
And you know what? He still got it. Dan Marino said, let me play in this era.
I'm retired. I don't have to prove it. So, yes, we'd throw for 6,000 yards. And, I will say that defenses in the middle of my career and then towards the end, and they got a little more complex, and guys did a lot more things now as far as blitzing and changing personnel and all that than I did earlier in my career. Later in my career, I had to deal with it. But so it would be a lot of fun.
Dan Marino, he's not just talking that talk. He's not talking that you know what. You put that man in this league now that's pass happy and where you can't touch a quarterback. Because remember back then, you could touch Dan Marino. You could touch him hard.
Yeah.
Dan Marino not getting touched with the ways offenses are today. Yeah. To quote him, I'd have passed for 6,000 yards. I believe it.
Yep.
Dan Marino is, man.
I witnessed him play, man. Like, not in the 80s, but like it was more. I saw more in like in the 90s.
Man,
Dan Marino
oh, in today's so NFL. Put him and Mike McDaniel together. Woo! Now we got the new Dan Marino. Dan Marino Jr. Tua Tagovailoa throwing bombs. Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, River Craycraft.
Oof, man, he's been the unsung hero last game.
Eric Izukama, you know I like him. Eazy-E.
He can lay the lumber.
Oh man, Dan Marino, happy birthday! And yeah, what could have been if you were born some 40 years younger? Oh man, still great career.
It was a year before I was born. Now you went to the Super Bowl.
There you go, Jimmy. It's been way too long, man. Way too long for the Dolphins. But it could be all good. So, like we said, Dan Marino passing for a ton of yards. We've got a new Dan Marino Jr. type, Tua Tagovailoa. Some people, though, for some reason, they don't question Justin Herbert. They don't question Josh Allen. They don't question Joe Burrow after a really bad week one. Are people still questioning Tua Tagovailoa? The guys on First Take, they discussed that very topic. It was Dan Orlovsky. It was Stephen A. Smith talking about Tua Tagovailoa. And you know what? It's craziness.
What do you think about people who criticize that he can't throw the deep ball?
Yeah, they don't watch football. They just read box scores or kind of something like that. Tua led the NFL before the injuries last year in throwing the football downfield. And again, in week one, it was unbelievable to watch. He had the most 20-plus yard completions. This third down and 10 that him and his trainer worked on so diligently to be ready for the game showed up. I've never understood it with Tua. I've always said since his first year, he didn't throw the ball downfield in the NFL his rookie year because they didn't have anybody to throw the ball down to. Now, downfield too. Now that he has not one, but two guys to throw the football down to, he's one of the best deep ball throwers in the NFL. Yards per play in the NFL, the number one play is Tua throwing the football to Tyreek. The number two play is Tua throwing the football to Waddle. He absolutely is capable of doing it. And when people say that he can't, turn, walk away from the conversation, right, and ignore that comment.
First of all, a couple of things. Number one, it's supposed to be a quick take. That wasn't. Number two, here's the deal. Tua, will people stop lying? Who the hell is it that said that Tua couldn't throw the long ball since last year?
Tons of people.
Who are these people? I haven't seen them. I haven't seen them. Not since that. No. Not since last year. There is no way somebody watching football said that about Tua, watching him throw the football to Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle last year. That is
false. People say it all the time, and they automatically go, that's why Justin Herbert should.
That is a lie. Last but not least, Dolphins offense, just a couple of stats that y'all might care about. Dolphins offense generated a league-high 17 explosive pass plays of 15 or more yards against the Chargers. Tyreek Hill had six catches that traveled 15 or more yards downfield, which is more than any of the other 31 teams, by the way. So I think it's important to point that out. Yes, Tua can throw the long ball. Obviously so.
If you're listening in Boston right now on the Odyssey app or at WQAM.com or anywhere else, and you see or hear someone saying that Mac Jones is better than Tua Tagovailoa, you know, they said to ignore them or
go home, you're drunk.
Call them crazy. Do something maybe a little more obscene than that. Something's not right if you think Mac Jones is into his stratosphere. Those numbers, those stats, those guys aren't lying. Second favorite to win the MVP. Jimmy and I give him the higher percentage. Stay healthy, Tua, and prosper. Up next, going to get you caught up with headlines here on Day at Night, 560 WQAM.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Oh, it's that time, what we like on a Friday in South Florida. So much to like, because like I said, Jensen's Liquor Store, my dude Manny, he's working till 3 o'clock in the morning. He said, bring it, I'm excited. It's a great time to be alive as a South Florida sports fan. Lots to be excited about, lots to love. Hurricanes, you can sit back, relax. Done for the week. Get ready for next Saturday, Temple. But let's get into some of the things we do like. One of the best things that's happened to college football this year, Deion Sanders. Woo! Must see TV with his Colorado Buffaloes. Rivalry game tomorrow night, 10 o'clock, Colorado State, Colorado, Boulder. The stakes are high. Oh, and it's getting dirty. Colorado State coach Jay Norvell, he's feeding this rivalry. He kind of took a shot at Coach Prime.
I'm minding my own business, watching some film, trying to get ready, trying to get out here and be the best coach I could be. And I look up and I read some bull junk that Dan said about us.
Talk to us.
Once again.
Talk to us.
Why would you want to talk about us when we don't talk about nobody? All we do is go out here, work our butts off, and do our job on Saturday. But when they give us ammunition, they unmess around and made it what? It was just going to be a good game. They messed around and made it. It was going to be a great test, a battle of Colorado, but they messed around and made it.
That's Deion snapping back at Jay Norvell. It's personal now. Colorado, Colorado State, tomorrow night, 10 o'clock. What did Jay Norvell say? I don't know. Maybe you can be the judge if they were fighting words or not.
We're excited. Our kids are really, you know, we had to do a bunch of ESPN videos, and it was great. I loved it. But our kids came out of those videos really with a chip on their shoulder. They're tired of all that stuff. They really are tired of it. And I sat down with ESPN today, and I don't care if they hear it in Boulder. I told them, I took my hat off and I took my glasses off, and I said, when I talk to grown-ups, I take my hat and my glasses off. That's what my mother taught.
Woo! Better be careful out there, Jay Norvell, taking on Coach Prime and those Buffaloes. I agree with Deion Sanders right there. Why'd you have to go and make it personal? Why you got to do that, Jay Norvell?
If you don't say anything, there won't be anything.
Don't start no, won't be no.
Exactly.
But at the same time, you got to respect Jay Norvell because although he is taking shots, he's feeding into the rivalry. He's feeding into the excitement. You know what? We don't like you. You don't like us. I talk to adults with respect. I take off my glasses and hat. Taking a shot at the coach, it's better than taking a shot at players. So in a way, you made it personal. What did he make it?
Personal.
But then again, I kind of like that he's feeding into this rivalry. It's making this rivalry exciting. You know, 10 o'clock tomorrow night, everyone's going to be tuned in, including you and I, Jimmy, to see if it really did get
personal.
That's what I'm talking about. Last night, Tyler Van Dyke, he was doing it through the air, but he showed us a side of him that we didn't really know he had.
Van Dyke left hash mark, turns, going to carry himself, running right side. He's got a hole, and Van Dyke is into the end zone for a Miami touchdown. He races in, standing up, Van Dyke with a touchdown for the Hurricanes. 6-0 Miami with 10:46 to go in the first quarter. Tyler Van Dyke runs it in for a score.
How about Tyler Van Dyke? Quarterback keep, takes it around the right hand side of the offense, untouched, and into the end zone, and sends a message that he's an athlete too.
Joe Zagacki and Don Bailey Jr. right there sound like they're just blissful to see that side of Tyler Van Dyke. Not just the arm, but the wheels. Tyler Van Dyke showing off that arsenal. Were you happy last night to see that running touchdown?
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't expecting it, but
Bethune-Cookman wasn't expecting it.
I was like, wait, this dude can move?
This guy's got wheels. He's like Shadur Sanders. He's going to make it personal. TVD. He did it through the air, and man, he did it with the wheels last night, a running touchdown. Now, if we're going to talk quarterbacks, we got to talk about one of the greatest of all time, Mr. Miami, Dan Marino. Happy birthday. Feliz cumpleaños.
62 years young.
And you know what? He still got it. Dan Marino said, let me play in this era.
I'm retired. I don't have to prove it. So, yes, we'd throw for 6,000 yards. And, you know, I will say that defenses – in the middle of my career and then towards the end, and they got a little more complex, and guys did a lot more things now as far as blitzing and changing personnel and all that than I did earlier in my career. Later in my career, I had to deal with it. But so it would be a lot of fun.
Dan Marino, he's not just talking that talk. He's not talking that you know what. You put that man in this league now that's pass happy and where you can't touch a quarterback. Because remember back then, you could touch Dan Marino. You could touch him hard.
Yeah.
Dan Marino not getting touched with the ways offenses are today. Yeah. To quote him, I'd have passed for 6,000 yards. I believe it.
Yep.
Dan Marino is, man.
I witnessed him play, man. Like, not in the 80s, but, like, it was more, I saw more in, like, in the 90s.
Man.
Dan Marino.
Dan Marino in today's NFL. Put him and Mike McDaniel together. Woo! Now we got the new Dan Marino. Dan Marino Jr. Tua Tagovailoa. Throwing bombs. Tyreek Hill. Jalen Waddle. River Craycraft.
Oof, man, he's been the unsung hero last game.
Eric Izukama, you know I like him. Eazy-E.
He can lay the lumber.
Oh man, Dan Marino, happy birthday! And yeah, what could have been if you were born some 40 years younger? Oh man, still great career.
It was a year before I was born. Now you went to the Super Bowl.
There you go, Jimmy. It's been way too long, man. Way too long for the Dolphins. But it could be all good. So like we said, Dan Marino passing for a ton of yards. We've got a new Dan Marino Jr. type, Tua Tagovailoa. Some people, though, for some reason, they don't question Justin Herbert. They don't question Josh Allen. They don't question Joe Burrow after a really bad week one. Are people still questioning Tua Tagovailoa? The guys on First Take, they discussed that very topic. It was Dan Orlovsky. It was Stephen A. Smith talking about Tua Tagovailoa. And you know what? It's craziness.
What do you think about people who criticize that he can't throw the deep ball?
Yeah, they don't watch football. They just read box scores or kind of something like that. Tua led the NFL before the injuries last year and throwing the football downfield. And again, in week one, it was unbelievable to watch. He had the most 20-plus yard completions. This third down and 10 that him and his trainer worked on so diligently to be ready for the game showed up. I've never understood it with Tua. I've always said since his first year, he didn't throw the ball downfield in the NFL his rookie year because they didn't have anybody to throw the ball down to. Now, downfield too. Now that he has not one, but two guys to throw the football down to, he's one of the best deep ball throwers in the NFL. Yards per play in the NFL. The number one play is Tua throwing the football to Tyreek. The number two play is Tua throwing the football to Waddle. He absolutely is capable of doing it. And when people say that he can't, turn, walk away from the conversation, right, and ignore that comment.
First of all, a couple of things. Number one, it was supposed to be a quick take. That wasn't. Number two, here's the deal. Tua, will people stop lying? Who the hell is it that said that Tua couldn't throw the long ball since last year?
Tons of people.
Who are these people? I haven't seen them. Not since that. No, not since last year. There is no way somebody watching football said that about Tua, watching him throw the football to Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle last year. That is false.
People say it all the time, and they automatically go, that's why Justin Herbert should.
That is a lie. Last but not least, Dolphins offense, just a couple of stats that y'all might care about. Dolphins offense generated a league-high 17 explosive pass plays of 15 or more yards against the Chargers. Tyreek Hill had 6 catches that traveled 15 or more yards downfield, which is more than any of the other 31 teams, by the way. So I think it's important to point that out. Yes, Tua can throw the long ball. Obviously so.
If you're listening in Boston right now on the Odyssey app or at WQAM.com or anywhere else and you see or hear someone saying that Mac Jones is better than Tua Tagovailoa, you know, they said to ignore them or
go home, you're drunk.
Call them crazy. Do something maybe a little more obscene than that. Something's not right if you think Mac Jones is into his stratosphere. Those numbers, those stats, those guys aren't lying. second favorite to win the MVP. Jimmy and I give him the higher percentage. Stay healthy, Tua, and prosper. Up next, going to get you caught up with headlines here on Day at Night, 560 WQAM.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.